With respect to the government, I don't think, personally, I don't believe in conspiracies within government. I do think that the government is very often incompetent. That I do think. So it's possible that data was collected. And the reason it was not revealed is because it was collected by sensors that are classified. Okay, so the government is always trying to hold on to the data that it has, because otherwise adversaries, other nations will know what kind of instruments we're using to monitor the sky, okay, in the US. And that is completely understandable. So it's possible that those instruments picked up data on things that we don't understand. And, you know, it's not the role of government to worry about things we don't fully understand that are part of, you know, that are not part of national security. And then, of course, this report that came to Congress admitted that there are such objects that the government doesn't understand. So I think the government is sincere about it. There are things that look really weird, whose nature is unclear. And, you know, you need scientists to figure out what they are. And the politicians are not trained to do the job. And, you know, the military is really about defending the nation. And if you see things that do not belong to other nations, then it's not a matter of national security as much as it's an international matter. It's the kind of thing that scientists should be engaged in, okay? And that's where I think we are right now, that we are at a juncture where the Galileo project, you know, is the first well-funded project with more than 100 scientists that will address this subject using the scientific method by building instruments. And, you know, the observatories that astronomers developed in the past are not really suitable for this study, because if a bird flies above a telescope, then the astronomers ignore it. They focus on sources that are very far away. And in the Galileo project, we will follow that object. We will try to figure out whether it's a bird, a drone, an airplane, or something else. And that is a task that was never taken in the astronomy community. And therefore, we have to assemble our own telescope systems to build our software to analyze the data. And thankfully, now we have much better technologies that were not available two decades ago. And during the days of Fermi 70 years ago, when he said, "Where is everybody?" Now we have a much better fishing net than he could put his hands on. And so let's go and search and check. And it's really exciting. And science should be exciting. Science is not supposed to be boring. And I think there is a good chance we are taking a road that was never taken, you know, just like in the poem by Robert Frost. He said that it made all the difference for him. As far as I'm concerned, the main difference is that there is a chance for the Galileo project to find low-hanging fruit, because nobody took that path scientifically before. And the government may have seen things that look weird, but they didn't go in depth into studying them. So we will try to do that. And our data will be open and the public could look at it, and anyone can analyze the data as they want. And, you know, we live in an exciting time, I think.
Well, I appreciate you not wanting to entertain, conspiracy theories. But I think, you know, it's fair to say the government has had its fair share of conspiracies, Iran-Contra, Watergate, Pentagon Papers. And this was actually something I wanted to bring up with you. And I know we're nearing the end, so I'll maybe ask one more question after this. But this is something I wanted to bring up with you. Because over the years, we've had some very interesting statements from incredibly high-level individuals on the topic of material acquisition and technological exploitation of non-human assets. In plain English, the issue of reverse engineering retrieved vehicles or technologies. And there are a few prominent examples of individuals that have strengthened this idea that perhaps non-human technologies are being studied in extreme secrecy within the world of, you know, clandestine black budget, that was not easy to say, projects and, you know, sensitive aerospace programs. So there is one example, Ben Rich, former director of Lockheed Martin's Advanced Projects Department, known as the Skunk Works. And he once said during a 1993 alumni speech at UCLA, we already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to ever get them out to benefit humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do. So that's coming from one of the directors of the Skunk Works. Another prominent example is Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, former director of Naval Intelligence and the National Security Agency, deputy director of the DIA and the CIA, as well as later becoming the president of Science Applications International Corporation, SAIC. Now, he once acknowledged to a man named Bob Exler on the record back in the 1980s, and there is an audio recording of this conversation. But there were such programs in action that were dealing with retrieved or you know, non-human vehicles, but he highlighted his doubts as to whether these programs or these vehicles would ever come to light. And the last example I'll provide before I ask you my question comes from a colleague of mine, a very well-known Australian investigative reporter, Ross Coltart. He was very fortunate to connect with and meet a former director of the US Navy's entire science and technology division, a man named Nat Kobitz. He was unfortunately dying of cancer when he reached out to Ross, and he is sadly no longer with us. But Ross spoke with him multiple times and eventually asked Nat if he'd ever been read in to UFO retrieval or reverse engineering programs, to which Nat acknowledged that he had, that he was aware of multiple craft being retrieved and studied, and that he'd better not say anything else because he was never read out of these programs. And he also did say to Ross that he was exposed to anomalous materials that seemed to share similarities with the meta materials currently being studied by Gary Nolan and Jacques Vallée. So I guess you have kind of answered my question with your perspective on this, but just given the kind of credibility of these types of individuals, and there are other statements, do you think that there's a possibility that actually the US government does have these things and they've just kept it very tightly under wraps?
Well, everything is possible. You know, I respond to that in a similar way to my response to, you know, the classified data that we've never seen. I didn't see the classified data, maybe of much higher quality and very highly respected individuals that had access to that data, spoke about it as a serious matter. And of course, psychologically, that's very intriguing for me. And that's why I established the Galileo Project. But, you know, as a kid, I want to put my hands on something like that before I believe it. I want to see it. I want to use my instruments to detect it. I want to see it in front of me. And I haven't seen it. So all I can say is that it's very intriguing. And maybe it's true, maybe not. But we cannot rely on what people say because, you know, people sometimes have other motives. They can say things without justification. And the only way to figure out the truth is by reproducing it, by having physical evidence for it. Either you enter a room where you see it, you know, and or you can document it in a way that all scientists in the world will be able to reproduce it, okay? And we don't have that. So it's what we have is some people saying some things, and to me it's not sufficiently credible. I mean, of course, it's.
I think it's just taking into account their level of their bona fides and, you know, the type of career they've had. I think that I totally agree with you in terms of, you know, objective scientific data points. It's not something that can be quantified and put into practice. But it's.
Well, I wish we could have access to the actual physical evidence.
Oh, me too.
So it's the same thing with classified data in general. You know, the government may have exceptional data of exceptional quality, and as a scientist I cannot really write a scientific paper or say wholeheartedly that I believe that what this data means, because in order for that to happen I need to be able to apply my analysis to it. So if there is something physical, I want to be able to use instruments to measure its properties, to, you know, and just by people saying that it exists somewhere, that's not sufficient. Because science is about reproducibility of results. Now, it's possible that it's true, but if so, you know, if these objects exist out there and the government noticed them and the government even put its hands on some of these objects, as scientists, when we go out to those expeditions, we should see it. You know, we will find it. So just stay tuned. There might be low-hanging fruit if indeed it's common. And my hope is that we will be able to report back in a way that is transparent, not like those people who signed NDAs and cannot speak about it. So we need to bring some transparency to this subject. And, you know, there is no point in hiding the evidence if it affects all humans.